It's
Log Talk Radio.
Wow, I feel like we're launched.
Outer space.
Hello and welcome to the Diva. Thank you. Everybody comments on the music. I love it. It's inspiring to tell you the truth. But yeah, that's
it is.
Yeah, it's Stefano's theme, Ride of the Valkyries.
But yeah, perfect.
Hello and welcome to Diva of Days of Our Lives. Tonight we'll be interviewing Lauren Coslow, who plays Kate Roberts DeMera on Days of Our Lives. You can call in to talk to Lauren at 914-338-1239. You can call in using Skype. Lauren first hit daytime as Lindsay Wells on Young and the Restless from 1984 to 1986. Lauren was asked to be an original cast member for The Bold and the Beautiful as Margot Lindley until 1992. Then Lauren took some time off to have a family. After some guest spots on Silk Stockings and The Nanny, Lauren joined Days of Our Lives in 1996 to replace Deborah Dare as Kate Roberts. Soon Lauren will be appearing on an episode of Criminal Minds. And tonight, my co-hosts are Anna, Marianne.
Hello.
Everyone.
Hi.
And hi, Lauren.
Hi.
Thanks so much for joining us tonight. We're just so thrilled to have you.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here. Absolutely. This is going to be fun. Although I have to say, that was a little odd hearing my whole life encapsulated like that. Wow, Lindsay Wells.
Forgot about her. Oh,
my gosh. Yeah. Well, actually, first time I saw you was Margot Lindley in The Bold and Beautiful.
Right.
And, yeah, and she was kind of like Kate in a way. Do you tend to get cast as the, you know, the sex kitten bad girl?
I like that. Margot, I like that you said sex kitten first. I think I do tend to get cast as the bad girl, definitely. Mm-hmm. I mean, starting with Lindsay Wells on Y&R, who was more, she was, then I was like neurotic, really neurotic bad girl. Now I think it's kind of evolved to their kind of like power broker bad girl, ruling the world bad girl. But yeah, it's so funny because this guest spot that I'm doing on Criminal Minds Suspect Behavior is like the first time that I haven't played a bad girl. It's going to be very different. It's against type. Yeah. Lawyer, playing a lawyer. It gets kind of in a bad scrape. Let's put it that way.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, I prefer to see you in a different role, but at the same time. Oh,
I
sounds
know.
Like it's going to be torturous, if you will.
Yes, I think that's the key word. But it was interesting playing a character that is so different, so non-glamorous, just straight down the line attorney, and it was fun to do. Painful, but fun. But yeah, I have definitely played a lot of. I guess you could call them bad girls. That's an easy way to describe them.
Well, do you enjoy playing that type of role? All three of us have met you. Actually, Mary and I met you in Burlington, Massachusetts at the Dave Juvenile Diabetes event 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And you're you're just too cool for school, but you're so quiet and demure. And you're just so sweet and so soft-spoken, and it's like, wow, this is Kate, you know?
I know. It is confusing to people.
And your lines were
so long. It's my alter ego. I mean, it probably is fun for me because it isn't necessarily how I operate, obviously, in real life. You know, I think we all have so many different facets to our personality, and it's fun for me to pursue the different levels that she hits, you know, that Kate hits, and, you know, things that I wouldn't necessarily do in real life. But, you know, I imagine when you play a character, like, day after day and over a long period of time, you do end up using, a lot of yourself. It's things that I'm probably am familiar with that I don't necessarily practice.
Hopefully not.
Hopefully not. But you know, I am fascinated by the different elements of her character, and I think she's multi-layered. I mean, she's not certainly not just a goody two shoes, and she sees things in various shades of gray. You know, nothing's ever really black and white with her. So it is fascinating to find the motivations for the many things she's done. And I try to do that. I do try to keep it grounded. As crazy as the stories may seem to get at times, I do, you know, I try to find something there that I can really hold on to, and so I can try to, you know, to motivate her behavior.
You know, speaking of motivation, I don't know, it really, I guess it shouldn't surprise me, but it kind of did surprise me that the writers, I think it was Carolyn Culleton that wrote the scripts for the breakup, the episodes that had the state breakup.
Uh-huh.
And I loved how she really pulled in Kate's history, you know,
yes,
as the motivation, because it seems like sometimes on the show it's like, you're trying to figure out how'd that character get from A to C, and you know, you guys do such a great job of filling in those gaps when the writing isn't there. But I was really impressed with how the material they gave you guys for, you know, that actually people could say, yeah, that's why Kate did it. That makes total sense.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think she did a really fabulous job with those scenes, because you really found what was at the core of these characters too, you know, of how much they are alike and attracted to each other, but at the same time how there's things in their history and their makeup that just makes them the people they are. And it was almost like, this is going to be impossible for us to be together because we are so much alike. But and you find out the motivations for those things. I mean, and I love it when they do that, when they explore the history, because you're right. I mean, almost all the actors try to do that. We're always trying to keep track and like chart the course of these characters, and you always go back to their histories and you know, emotional points in their life that create so much damage, really. For her, it's damage, really damaging moments in her life that still kind of motivate her behavior. So I thought it was wonderful that she did that. I mean, she's a good writer, and I thought that the scenes were well written. Just the dialogue too was very easy for us to say, and it seemed to really come from their hearts, and
definitely.
Yeah, it was good. I really enjoyed it. And we did those scenes, almost all of them, the three really emotional days, where I think we did them all on the same day.
How do you drive home?
It was pretty grueling. It was really, but you know, actually with those scenes, sometimes it's really hard. But with those, it was so satisfying. And I think it's exactly for the reason you said, that it really came out of character. What happened really came out of character and how they reacted, that even though it was emotionally draining, it really felt good.
Yeah, well, it looked good and sounded good, that's for sure.
Oh, good, good.
They're fascinating. You know, one thing that I know, there's so many things about that pairing that I love, but one thing I think a lot of times, I've loved pretty much every pairing you've been in, but they're sometimes polarizing, and I've found it really interesting that with this pairing, they're not boring at all. They're very interesting. In fact, a lot of people say they're one of the most interesting pairings and couple characters in and of themselves on the show. But it's almost like a uniting. They almost unite people rather than divide them, which I think, because a lot of people said, hey, I didn't really like Stefano before, but I like him with Kate. Or, oh, I didn't, you know, I wasn't a big fan of Kate, but I love him together. You know, it's just kind of interesting to see how we're not really fighting with each other about it too much, you know?
It is kind of interesting, because you're right. There's been so many other pairings that really caused chaos among groups of the audience, you know, that they just couldn't accept them together or didn't like this pairing. But And I'm not sure what it is about having Kate and Stefano together. I mean, sometimes I think it's because they are two characters that really stand on their own, you know,
mm-hmm.
without being
Absolutely.
Part of a couple. There's couples that you just feel like they don't exist without each other.
Exactly.
And I think you don't feel that way about Kate and Stefano, that they had any, I mean, they have stood on their own. They've always been alone, really, to a degree.
Right.
And, but so when they come together, I think it's pretty fascinating to see them because they still remain complete. They don't
Absolutely.
Give up any of themselves, you know, and yet they complement each other. And I think it's of the full acceptance of each other with
yes.
the good and the very bad, obviously. But they really are very accepting, and they're very adult. They're very mature with each other. And I think that's fascinating
yeah.
to watch. You know,
I think they had some sort of argument on the, I don't know if it was a pier or where it was, but it was a few months back. But we all were like, oh my gosh, that dialogue. It was like a real couple really
yes.
arguing. And it's like you could feel it, and it just, you guys do an amazing job at it. But it was really fun to watch. I mean, even though it was bad in a way.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's kind of, because Joe and I talk about this a lot too. And I think it's because a lot of times with couplings, either they're like highly, highly romanticized. I mean, everything, you know, is strawberry as the whipped cream, and, you know, are they highly, highly sexualized, so it's just about sex. So, but this would be really believing, I think, that it's a couple that you would believe, maybe aside from all of the melodrama,
right.
they're people with a lot of baggage, a lot of history, and they seem to deal with each other in ways that you can really recognize. As much as they're, you know, over the top
right.
in a lot of their actions, I think we can really believe the things that they discuss. And I'm really enjoying it a lot. And I didn't know what to expect when they first put it together. I mean, we had no idea where it was going to go. And I just think it's brilliant the way it's gone. I'm very happy about it.
Oh, well, we love it. I know there's a lot of people anxious to talk to you.
Okay.
But we're loving it.
Oh, good. Good. Okay. It's fun. Well, you know, the good thing about it is there's so many possibilities. It could really go anywhere.
Absolutely.
And anything could happen, you know. And so it's...
They're very multidimensional. And like you said, there's so many different aspects they can still explore. There's so many directions. Mm-hmm. And they have, between the two of them, they have relationships with just about everybody on the show. So there's
yes.
all kinds of combinations there to
yes.
explore.
Yes.
I'm still looking for the Victor, Maggie, Stefano, and Kate date, double date.
That would be great.
That's got to come at some point. This has
wow. I know.
Somehow
see,
they've
that's when I wish that we still had the penthouse grill going. Do you remember the penthouse
oh,
grill
yeah.
set
oh,
that
yeah.
they set?
Oh, yeah.
When everyone would get
yeah.
dressed out. I used to love it when we would really dress to go out, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
I wish we had some more of that. I mean, we're kind of, yeah. you know, changed the way we did.
And then maybe a fan event with your four of you then.
There you go. That would be great. That would be fun.
It would be fun.
Okay. Hey, girls, we have to start taking some callers.
Okay.
I have to ask a question.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Oh, go ahead, Marianne.
Yeah.
And I'll take a caller. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to, I was just talking about Kate and her style and your
uh-huh.
style. Just love it, the clothes and everything. And I understand that's mostly all your clothes. I said, where do you shop for these clothes?
Well, no, they're not the clothes I wear on the show,
you
mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, they're not. They're not my clothes. They all belong to wardrobe.
Oh, okay.
A wonderful call. We had Richard Bloor was our costume designer for years and years and years, and now Jane Kehoe is our costume designer. And mm-hmm. you know, they go out and they buy or take on loan. Tons of clothes, and they bring them back, and we try them on, and pick things out and put together outfits. And we usually do it the morning of each new episode or each new day. Like I'll come in early, say 6 a.m., and you know I'll go right to wardrobe, and Jane will have you know, had either pulled. I've been using a lot of stuff from my wardrobe because we actually have almost all of my clothing from whatever it is. Over 10 years I've been on the show. We have all that clothing, so sometimes I'll go into that wardrobe because I like to rewear stuff because I think it's it's like the real world. Okay. People actually wear clothes more than once.
How about your own personal clothes, like when we see you out at fan events and everything?
My clothes.
Yes.
My God, I know. I'm a little bit of a shopaholic, I'll tell you. I'm trying to get better. And every once in a while, I will wear some of my clothing on the show. Like, I had some boots recently that I just loved. I wore it to work. And Jane was like, you want to wear them? I think I'm going to wear these. So sometimes I wear some of my clothing on the show. But what I wear to the fan events, and I guess you're asking too, I think that Kate's wardrobe has become definitely more reflective of Lauren's taste. Yes, that's definitely happened. Definitely. She's become edgier over the years.
Right.
Yeah, she has.
And we love
but
that.
I think it makes sense because certainly her behavior has become edgier over the years.
Edgier.
Yeah.
Sure.
So it's still this character driven,
sure.
I still feel.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we're going to take Adri one. I think this is Christina.
It is Tina.
Hi, Tina.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing really, really good.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Well, I don't want to take up too much time because I know there's probably about 1.5 million people trying to call in. You're fairly popular.
Just slightly.
Those numbers might be a bit inflated. No. Well, it's so good to hear you, though. We're having beautiful weather out here, aren't we?
We are. It's so warm, and I feel so bad because I have to be inside at work all day, and I just want to be outside in the sun.
I know. It's so beautiful. Oh. I was outside drawing today. I'm taking a drawing class. So it's like I'm spending every spare moment with my sketchbook. It's hysterical. But I was outside doing that today. It was beautiful.
Well, make use of the good weather before it starts raining again.
Oh, I know. Please, no rain. No, we need rain for the crops too, so I'm cool with it either way.
A little break is nice. Raining for so long.
I know. We're down this week, though. We have a week off, so I'm trying to use it to catch up on all of the things that I kind of let go during the working week, so it's good. This is a good week for me.
Oh, sounds like fun. okay, so I, of course, I have to make everything super difficult, so I have to come in with a loaded question instead of making it fun. And I'm doing, actually, based it off of spoilers, so I guess I'm just going to say, are we allowed to talk spoilers?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, sure.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure, if you don't want to be spoiled about certain things, then people can't <listening. laughs> So I think we know in terms of Chloe's storyline that she is kind of going to go off the deep end and is suffering from postpartum depression and is going to try and commit suicide. And I know that there's something in there that you're involved with, but to me it seemed like a really, really heavy subject matter for the show to be tackling. And I was just curious if you had anything similar to that in terms of just heavy subject matter that you think would be an interesting play for your character or a challenge for you as an actor?
Wow.
I told you, loaded question.
Loaded question. Well, without being too specific, I have always wanted to explore what actually I imagine happened to Kate in her early life, perhaps when she was a girl or a teenager, or because I feel like there must have been something that occurred that caused her to become involved in so many highly abusive relationships, and so I think, and whatever that is, I have various ideas, but, whatever that is, I think would be interesting to deal with. And You know, she has been such an outsider for most of her life, and I'd like to explore that, find out more why. We just see the ramifications of it, but we've never really found out why.
Right.
You know? So, you know, and I suppose that could manifest. I mean, it's manifested itself in various behaviors. You know, you could go the route. I mean, thankfully, in some ways, I guess we've never done any kind of addiction storylines. Those are always, you know, traumatic storylines. But, I think rather just the psychology of, you know, because I feel like there must have been some kind of abuse in her life.
Yeah.
You know?
I wish they would delve into that more. I really do.
Yeah. I do, too. And then, in an adult way, you know, in a real way, I think would be good. And so a story that could be ongoing. You know, it doesn't even actually have to be a story, but just something that is ongoing that she begins to deal with, that she has to deal with. And maybe it could come out of, an interaction with maybe one of her children or the grandchildren or a past love. I mean, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Bill Horton talks off.
Oh, Bill Horton. There you go.
Bill Horton.
But I know what you mean about this, especially the, serious subject matter. You do want to handle it delicately and truthfully. And I understand what you're saying, Tina. Because it is definitely a serious, you know, topic. I don't know. Did that help? Did I answer that at all?
Well, I was just curious. That was all. It was a fairly eloquent answer.
Yeah, but I know what you mean. It's like we really, as much as we enjoy all the stories, that it is when you do, I know I do, and I watch, I just saw The King's Speech. And it's a really entertaining. Oh, it was so good. I mean, it's a really good film.
It was
film,
so
but,
good.
But it dealt with some really serious issues and about self-esteem and all of that. I mean, so you had the best of both worlds. It's highly entertaining, but leaving it, I mean, it was substantial also, you know?
Yeah.
There's a lot to it. I just thought True Grit, too. I like that.
Oh, my mom and stepdad saw that and said it was great.
Yeah, there's some really good performances. All right.
Well, I think I'm gonna leave you to the other people. I don't want to take up so much of your time.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thanks, Tina.
Anytime.
Thanks,
Tina.
You're welcome.
Hear your voice.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Love her.
Okay. Well, girls, we have 5 more people, so I'm just going to keep taking calls.
Okay.
Trying to sneak everybody in. Okay. Okay, I have error code 937.
That's me. Oh. Sherry.
Sherry.
Hi.
Sherry.
Hi. I don't like hearing myself, so.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Hi, how are you? I'm okay. I was depressed, but I feel better now.
Oh,
I wonder why.
Do you have snow?
It's snow, okay. Ice, you name it. I love it.
Oh.
I'm such a fan. I got up out of the car the other day and fell right on my butt.
Oh, no. I shouldn't be laughing. It's not funny.
It was hilarious. I couldn't stand up.
Oh, my God.
Because my feet were, like, on skates. It was so, I'm afraid somebody's going to, you know, somebody older at the VA will fall and get hurt.
I know. It's just like my mom and dad, and they live back east, and it's, you know, and that's what I'm saying, and then they're getting snow, and it's icy, and it's like, you have to be so careful.
Yeah, I jumped back up and hope nobody saw me.
Well, that's why I live in California. One of the reasons.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Somebody wanted me to ask about the tango scene with Teo. If you guys had to practice a lot, and they wanted to know if, did you let him lead some? I don't know anything about dancing, but
I know. I've had to do that tango twice. Once with Stefano and once with Joe. And I do not know the tango. I mean,
you did a great job of it.
Oh my gosh, you had to act it. But it was great. He was so much fun to do with it. He's so hot. He's just fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
And we, you know, oh yeah. And we rehearsed it, you know, but we don't get a ton of rehearsal. I think I got more rehearsal actually with Joe at the one that we did years before. But I guess this tango just runs in the family, in that Demira family. I tell you, those tangos.
Yeah, we'd like
wow.
to
hear them in.
But it was really fun. I think at the time we were trying to make Roman jealous or something. But I was definitely Kate was definitely flirting.
That was hot.
Away.
And you're so good at it.
Well, it was fun. I mean, it was really. I had a great time. He was. I really miss him. He was just so wonderful.
We all do.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, he loved working with you, definitely.
Oh, I love
working
does, with him.
Yeah.
Even when he, you know, tortured me there in the Brady Pub, had me tied up and everything. It was like, oh, you do this so well.
That was even better. You do know.
I know. He was really.
Yeah.
So, I'm always hoping that maybe something will work out because he's a twin, right? I mean,
that's
twin.
Right.
You never know which
right.
one might
life.
One of them
either
might
one
still
could
be
come
around.
Back.
The mirrors never die. Come on.
The mirrors
never die. I know. They always resurrect one way or another. Can you imagine them all being in that Demira house together? Oh, my God.
Oh, I'd love it. I'd love it.
Oh.
So are we ever going to get, like, any state romance?
Yeah.
A state romance?
Yeah.
Well, I'll have you know, there have been quite a few kisses lately.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Every time I open the script, it's like, what? Kate and Stefano are kissing.
All right.
I know. It's
that's
really
what
kind of
we
cute.
Want.
It's really
–
since they, you know, are – no, they are back together on air. Okay. since they've reunited, it's really kind of interesting. There's a new – they have a new understanding, definitely. Mm. And they're closer. They're a lot closer than they were before. And it just is kind of an easiness with each other that I'm really enjoying. It's really nice. So who knows what's going to happen because of that. I don't know how long it will last. But I really love the way they've brought us to a new place after that breakup because I wasn't sure, you know, how they would handle that. But they really went to a new place, and their relationship, I think, has deepened. So you will see them... Because before it was almost a little bit formal, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Now it's more relaxed, and it's getting more touchy-feely, I will tell you.
Okay.
We were waiting for a state kiss during all this comforting, and it hadn't happened yet. And we're like, wait a minute here.
I know. It's kind of interesting.
Look, so.
I kind of liked how they really saved them declaring their love for each other till the breakup. I mean, it's when they finally were being... When they finally say they admit it to each other, really, is
right.
when they break up. So I thought that was really wonderful the way they did that. So now that they're back together, we can, you know, it's going to go forth from there, which is kind of nice. So.
But the key is they're always evolving. They're always evolving. That's the neat thing about it.
Yes. Yes. Yes, for
so,
me too. Yeah.
What about Bill? Is he coming?
Ooh, there you go.
So what about bail?
You're going to need another obstacle
soon.
Oh,
it's so funny. I know. I mean, I have to be careful. I think it would be interesting, definitely, to enrich this relationship because, you know, it's whenever you explore the past, I think it makes the present richer. And, you know, that was something that never was dealt with, you know, and she definitely is in love with Stefano. So I don't know, I mean, what would happen, though, if that the past love of her life supposedly comes back? I mean, I don't know. It would be interesting. And it would just, I always tell Joe, because Joe's like, what? What? No. And I'm like, yeah, but it would just, you know, it would just make it more, you know, the more complicated it gets, I think the better it is, really. You know,
need obstacles every so often, you know? Keep him off balance a little bit.
That's true. I mean, I think he flirted a lot with the judge. personally.
Oh. Well, right now we think he's a little too focused on the whole EJ Rafe 2 thing, and we're like, wait a minute. Okay, so I'm glad to hear that things are coming around eventually. So.
Yeah, I know. I know what you mean. That definitely took his full attention. And I think, too, I think it's kind of funny because it's almost like he gets tired of it, taking up all of his time. I think you're going to see that pretty soon. But it is it's kind of interesting how they've agreed to kind of just disagree about their little projects that they have going on the side.
What about the Vivian thing? I'm sorry. What about the Vivian spoiler? We just read something.
What did it say?
I think she's trying to break them up.
She is, I mean, all I know so far is that she's definitely saying that, that's what she wants. I don't know why she's picking on Kate, honest to God.
Seriously.
She's jealous.
I mean, you haven't caught that, for goodness sake. Come on.
It was so funny.
Victor,
all of a sudden,
now she wants Stefano.
I know. It's really interesting. Yeah. And all of a sudden, but she is, they do have a bit of a, you're going to get one of those old-timey cat fights. I'll tell you, it's going to be happening soon. Yeah, kind of a throwback to the old days.
Yeah.
It's a definite tussle. But she, and it is out of that, because she's all of a sudden like hell-bent on just, you know, breaking them up. And Kate's like, you know, what's that? Because I really feel like Kate feels like that's all behind her. Like, who even cares? But it is disturbing to her. That who she, you know, she considers Vivian in that case, that she is so focused on doing this. I mean, she feels like no one can come between them, but still, it's unsettling that Vivian seems so determined. So we'll see.
Well, I'll get off here because I know other people are waiting to talk. I just wanted to say hey.
All right.
I miss you.
Sweetie, I miss you too. It was so funny when you talked about that book signing. I'm like, what? Book signing?
Yeah, because we all asked off for work.
I have to try to do some kind of appearances. I'm going to try this year. I'm going to do something.
Good.
I'm doing something. I have to see everybody.
You know what Meg wants you to do?
I know, but I was never invited. What can I say?
She's on the line too, so.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
But I'll get off here and
Alrighty.
Love you.
Love
talk
you
to you later.
Thanks
bye.
For calling.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Wouldn't you like to have Kate to have like two men fight over her? Just seems like Kate's always scratching for a guy.
You know, honest to God, I think it would be nice. I'm just saying.
Especially if Don Martin was the other one.
Yeah. I mean, it would be nice, because I know what you're saying. A little bit. It gets a little old, but, you know, she had so much. And it's so funny, because so many of the characters I have played have been like that. I've had a lot of unrequited love in their life. So, yeah, it would be nice. I hear you. Let's put it out there.
We'd just like to see Stefano have to fight a little bit for his.
Yeah, I think that'd be nice.
We love him. I mean, we love him.
No, I feel the same way. It's so funny because Joe and I, we do have this conversation every once in a while, and he is like adamant against it. No. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. It makes it better. It makes it more complicated. You don't want to just, like,
he
get together and that's it. Have to be open-minded here. So I'm working on him. So at least he'll be open to it.
Stefano's never had to do that, though.
No, he didn't.
Yes.
He didn't.
Yeah.
But see, that's what's wonderful about Kate and Stefano together, because it's, like, brand new stuff for both of them.
It is. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to. I have caller area code 770. You're on with Lauren.
Hi, this is Angela Cook from Atlanta. Lauren, I got to meet you in June at the Henry's Hat brunch. It was just a pleasure meeting you. And
oh, fabulous.
You were so sweet, and I just wanted you to know, too, when I came back, I have lots of friends of lots of different ages, male and female, and it was very interesting, you know, when I came back and a lot of people didn't know I was even going to make the trip, and so everyone was, it was very interesting to me who asked, well, who did you get to see so-and-so first? And I got so many questions, especially the men. Every man that I know of, like I said, and it was a good age spectrum, too, wanted to know. First, that was one of their first people. Did you get to meet Kate? Did you get to
meet Kate?
Was she
that's
beautiful
nice.
In person? And I said, yes, she was.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet of you. That was a really lovely event. And
It was. It was a real treat. That whole weekend was fantastic. I had a couple of things. One of my very favorite scenes was not too long ago. It was before the breakup with Stefano, I think. But and I can't even remember what the situation exactly was. But he had gotten some good news on the phone, and he was going to have to run out, to take care of it. And he was so excited, and you were there, and of course you were there as Kate, and so he kissed you, just gave you this quick little, kiss on the lips, and then he started to head out, and then he came back and he kissed you again. It was so sweet.
Yes.
I wonder, was that ad-libbed, or was the whole thing written in like that?
No, it was totally ad-libbed. That was Joe. Joe threw that in, and it's. I have to tell you, it's so delightful working with him. It's just. I think you can probably tell on air that we're really enjoying working with each other, and he is like, I love to work that way too. That you feel free to go in the moment and to add something like that, and I thought it was so adorable, and I think that's part of what makes them believable as a couple, because that seemed so real to me that he
did that. Absolutely. Well, it was, and I guess it was just my favorite.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. I'll tell him that you said that, because he's so funny, because afterwards he said, no, you didn't mind, did you? It's great. That's what makes it so real. It's so funny because during the breakup scene, when we finally decided, it's like, we just can't be together, and we're saying goodbye, we had just rehearsed it, and I just say goodbye. So when we taped it, though, I kissed him. And that wasn't in any of the rehearsals.
Right.
I knew I was gonna do it, but she wants him to feel it, right?
Yes.
So she's saying goodbye, but she gave him one last kiss, and afterwards he said, "You didn't kiss me in rehearsal. I almost lost it when you did that."
Oh.
And I'm like, "Yeah,
as
let's
any
see,
man
we'll
would."
Yes, exactly.
It's the magic of a couple. I think it's just amazing, the chemistry, and just how exciting. Because I think that's one of the things I talked to you about at Henry's Hat is just what did y'all think when you found out y'all were going to get together? So I think it's just really been one of the best stories that they've had. And I've read so many things lately too, where they'll say, this is before the breakup, but Kate and Stefano are the happiest couple on the show.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah, I think in a lot of ways they are. They are
healthier anyway.
Yeah, healthy. Yes, they are. And, no matter what you think of them as individuals, they do have actually a pretty healthy relationship. And it is interesting how they're getting everything out in the open so they can really have a better relationship and a strong relationship. It is very interesting. And they're really, I love that they're allowing each other to be the person that they are.
Right.
They're not changed. And I love that part came out. You can't change me. I can't change you. We're not going to change, but how can we learn, to be with each other? And it's, it's things that everyone can relate to that, So it is, I know what you're saying. It's an odd thing to say about them, but they do have a more healthy relationship than a lot of the couples, definitely.
Well, as just the character of Kate, one of the things, obviously she has a controlling nature, especially about her children.
Yeah.
And she doesn't suffer fools lightly, I guess. Maybe that's one way to put it. But, I find it really interesting how supportive or positive she's been this whole time about the relationship with Philip and Melanie. Because to me that just doesn't seem like it would have been as natural of a of a relationship that she would have really approved of. So it's kind of interesting to me. And again, I guess you don't always know exactly how things are going to roll either. So I think it's probably I'd be interested to hear, how you approach things. Like back when Jessica Tuck was still on the program, and we didn't really know quite what that story was going to be or what the history was. And again, if you do or you don't know, in terms of, you know, what Kate's ultimate assessment is going to be of Melanie.
Yeah.
I'm just curious, you know, how do you really approach that so that you kind of stay open to it?
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
to just kind of get in your mind as to what Kate would really be like. And
yeah, that's a great question. Actually, it's a really, really good question, because it is something that I do struggle with a lot, because you're right, we don't know often what's going to happen even 3 weeks out from what, like, I'm taping right now. And certainly things come up, like with Jessica Tuck, when that character, the Judge Peterson character, came on. I mean, I had no idea where it was going, how long she was going to be on. I didn't know my relationship. I didn't know. And, you know, a little bit, script by script, you get more information. And so I don't really know why Kate is behaving the way she's behaving. I mean, I could have just taken it, you know, at a surface level that, well, they were call girls together and she hates her or whatever. But so I, you know, gradually as I get more information, I just start to make decisions about it. How can I justify this? And, you know, what am I going to, how am I going to make this work? And I try to think long term. Even though I don't know what's going to go, I make a decision myself about what's going to happen. Maybe it won't happen, but I have to do that. That's because I have to have a place where I'm going. And with that, I decided that she, and this is just totally me, this is not the writers at all, but I just decided in my mind that she, that the two of them had been very, very, very close. And to a degree, and a lot of negative things went on action-wise. Mm-hmm. And but that they had been very, very close, and she, in fact, you know, loved her, and that's why ultimately she honored all of her requests concerning Chad, because I felt that in the past that their relationship probably had been very, 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 very strong one,
right.
And so that it became mother to mother, she honored that because of their past, you know. And now with Melanie, that one was confusing to me too. I mean, definitely, I didn't see it, but the way I came to feel about it is that at this point, because I feel like I'm really happy about this, that Kate definitely has, she is definitely a control freak, but she's loosened up a bit when it comes to the kids, thank God. With everything else, it would probably be because she had
branched out beyond green apples.
Well, I think of that as an aberration. Sometimes I think it's kind of like Inception. Maybe she was just dreaming. That might have been a dream. That's my dream storyline. But I feel like that maybe as she's gotten more personal power, she's become more powerful in her life, that she's been able to be a little bit less controlling. But I think with Melanie, it was like, if this is really making him happy, okay, I'm going to go with it. And it really seemed to. And that she realized that he really did need to have a stable influence in his life, and it seemed to be working. And I think that's the only reason that
it's just one I've just never, like I said, but maybe it's my own preconceptions of the character Melanie, so I have a hard time. I'm always interested to kind of see what, you know, is Kate always going to really feel that way? But please also convey, if you can, you know, I'm so disappointed that J. Kenneth Johnson is leaving the show. You know, to me, he's been the perfect Philip all these years. And
I know.
I know. Really, that was a sad announcement for all of us the other week. So please, if you would, just convey that we are going to miss him very much. And
I certainly will. I'm going to miss him so much, and I'm still hoping I can say, Jay, stay. He did a wonderful job with that character, and he has so much charisma, and he's just, he just is, you know, he's just perfect. And, you know, I understand him wanting to, you know, go on to other things. But I definitely will miss him. I know everyone will. So
Well, I guess we'll all hold it. I'll hold out hope until the very last. But maybe we'll
me too. Well, you know, you sound just like me. I'm doing the same thing because I'm still thinking, I'm going to go talk to him next week. It's like, come on. Give me a break.
Well, I just don't see how they could. They could not put a recast in there. I just don't feel like that. Yeah, they've recast him before. But, of course, you know, that was a, you know, some distance in time. And but
yeah.
The way the story is right now, I just can't see how they would do that. It would be very difficult. But anyway, just I wanted just to throw that in. And one other real quick thing is that I think it was very interesting that this is a couple of years ago now, but I guess it wasn't too long after James Scott came on the program.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, were you surprised that they put Kate and EJ together there for a little while?
I wasn't really surprised because I had heard that they were going to try it out.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I was surprised they were going to try it out. I think, you know, and that's when we had a change of writers. I really had fun doing it. I love working with James. You know, we're friends, and I'm not sure the way that it was initiated worked. You know, it was so sudden. It wasn't mm-hmm. quite like Kate. But at the time, I think there wasn't much going on with my story, so I think I was happy to do it.
Well,
as
yeah,
I remember,
as many fans as there are for James Scott and big romance scenes, I still have to say that, you know, your scenes were pretty steamy with him.
Yeah, they did give us some really steamy scenes when I think about it. I had forgotten about that. We had that office scene, and yeah, that was pretty good. I mean, it was odd because it was like coming right out of like the John Kate thing. Is that the I think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
right.
it was just odd for me character wise that what she was doing, and then it didn't really go anywhere. It just gets frustrating when something like that happens and then it doesn't go anywhere. But yeah, we did pretty good with the steamy scenes. Now I'm thinking about it. But guys, it's easy to do with him, you know.
Well, listen, it was a pleasure to meet you back in June. I hope I have another opportunity to. And just thank you so much for all the wonderful entertainment that you bring to us every week.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you for
thank
the great
you,
questions.
Angela.
Okay.
Thanks,
take care.
Angela.
Bye.
Okay. Moving right along, we have area code 317.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Lauren. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm super tired, but I'm good. I'm really, I've had like a full day since 6 a.m., so I'm pretty wiped out, but
wow.
I'm good. But I wanted to call in and say hi.
Oh, thank you.
I miss you. LA was a lot of fun back in November, but I hope you're doing well since then.
Yes, yes. Very good. Thank you.
Good to hear. Well, I did have a question when I got home from Day of Days in November. I hopped right on YouTube and started watching some of the things that you've done outside of Days of Our Lives.
Uh-oh.
And one of the things that I can't – oh, yeah, whatever. I love all your stuff outside of Days. You're so great. And I came across, because of Tina's recommendation, When Actors Need Money.
Oh, yeah.
That was, like, the funniest thing I've ever seen. And
oh,
I wanted
good.
To know if you wish that you got more of an opportunity to do more comedic things, because you cracked me up. I feel like you had more of a different take on presenting the humor. Like, you did it so straight-faced, but it was so funny that I was just dying. And Tina and I watched it, like, tons of times and just cracked up and laughed over it.
Oh,
and we had a great time with it. Yeah, but I wanted to know if you wish you got more of a chance to do comedic acting versus bring in the drama and bring in the intensity.
Yeah.
Do you wish that you
well,
got
it
more
is,
of an opportunity?
It's kind of interesting. I never did in the past, but the last few years, I really wanted to, and I really enjoyed doing that shoot. In fact, I'm glad you enjoyed it, because we're going to try to do some more episodes, because you got some good response from it, and we have some more ideas of where to go with it, so we're going to do some more episodes of it, and I had a great time. I mean, after we finished that little shoot, it was like, I want to do more. it is fun. So there's look for it. We're gonna I'll let you know there's
okay.
gonna be we're gonna
awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Yeah, actually Tina is currently quoting it in the chat room right now because that's what we're the line where he goes, she forgets to pay the bill and you go, I did not forget to pay the bill. Like, I don't know why that just makes me crack up. So no, that was just so funny. And
oh,
I will definitely
great.
Look forward to it. And
okay.
I don't get a lot of chance to watch Days. I am so busy with working and internship and school. But
well,
I try
that's
to watch
all very, very important. So
no, I know. I just like I feel like I never have time for like anything. But I try to watch on YouTube and I look for you know when people clip your scenes with Stefano or with people
oh, cool.
I always watch because you. It was so great meeting you last year. You were such a bright spot in my year, and I really appreciate the time
oh,
that you took to come to
thank
come
you.
See us.
Oh,
so,
thank you for saying that. That means a lot to me. Thank you so much.
I loved it. It was great. And the group of people that you've introduced me to just through being a fan of yours is,
oh,
has
cool.
like enriched my life. I love these girls.
Oh, I love hearing that so much.
Oh.
I mean, I really do. It means everything to me. It really does. And I have met so many just wonderful people through this show. It's really become the high point for me. So, I mean, I know what you're saying, and I feel the same way.
Oh, I'm glad.
Good. Yeah.
That's great. Well, I'm going to go. I have
okay.
to open at Starbucks at 4 tomorrow morning.
Oh,
so
wow.
I'm going to go to bed.
Go to bed. And I thank you for telling me about that because we're working on the scripts now. And now I'm really excited because I'm glad people are laughing. So you've inspired me. Thank you.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm glad. Well, have a great cool. night and have
thank
a great
you
weekend.
Too. Okay,
right,
you too.
Bye,
Lauren. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Lee.
Bye.
Okay, and we have a restricted number, a private number.
Hi.
First
off, I just want to say I'm really jealous of your beautiful, sunny California weather. I live in Canada, and there was a huge snowstorm here today, so I've been freezing my butt off, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm considering moving to California now.
Yeah, well, we do have good weather, I have to say.
Yeah. So I'm a huge Stefano and Kate fan, and I'm actually a part of a fan page and a Twitter page dedicated to them. So being
great.
A part of those two places, I can tell you that I'm not alone in my love for you two. The state love is very massive, I think.
Oh, great. Oh, I'm so glad
yeah.
to hear that.
So my question is a bit random. I know there are Sammy and Nicole fans that call themselves Soul fans, but I call myself a Nate fan. I love Nicole and Kate. their scenes before Victor and Vivian's wedding were just hilarious. That's pretty much what sold me. I really love Nicole's comment about Victor deciding to marry Vivian because he wanted another baby and all that. So now I'm just wondering, with Nicole being back in the Demira orbit again, if we'll be enjoying more scenes between you and Ari Zucker.
Well, I mean, I think we're wondering the same thing. I mean, it's ripe for possibilities, you know, obviously. And, you know, there's hints of it. You know, I don't want to get too specific because I'm not sure where it's going to go.
Yeah.
But whenever I, because, you know, it's like I said before, I have no idea where the story is going, but I'll get scripts like 2 or 3 weeks ahead of time. And, and I'll take little clues and... I see possibilities. I see possibilities there. So that's all I mean, I think it would be great. I would love it because they certainly have a history.
For sure.
And they have a very unique relationship. I kind of
yes.
like it. They each go off in their separate orbits, you know.
Yeah.
You know, they're both damaged goods who have managed to pull himself up and, you know, and do something. And
for sure.
So it'll be interesting. I
yeah,
think there's a possibility, though. I have hope.
Yeah, because spoilers sort of, like, indicate a bit, like, Nicole and Kate becoming suspicious of what Stefano and EJ have planning, or they're hiding in the basement, rather. So it would be fun if they could maybe, like, team up and do some snooping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so I would really enjoy something like that.
Yeah, I think it would be interesting. I think it would be very interesting to see. So
yeah.
I see a possibility. We'll know more in a few weeks.
Yeah, I'm crossing my fingers.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm.
All right.
Okay, and we have area code 214.
Oh, hello.
Yep, you're on. Hi.
Hi. This is Marie. Hi.
Come on now. What the hell are you doing here when the Housewives reunion is on? I can't believe it. That's why I just logged on.
It's on the DVR. It's recorded.
Oh my God, let me tell you what happened. No, I'm just kidding. How are you?
I'm very good. I have this week off, so I'm great.
Oh my God, that sucks. That means you're not going to be on.
No. We shut down every like 4 weeks. So the studio shuts down for a week.
So what are you doing?
Yeah, no, it's all good. It's all good. We get like a mini vacation every 4 weeks. It's our new schedule. So it's kind of cool because no one gets burned out that way. I mean, we used to by the end of the year, we used to all be so exhausted. But now we have this little mini break. So every like 4 to 5 weeks.
So what are you doing during your break?
I've been painting and drawing. I've been holed
painting.
Up in my little art studio, and I'm, yes.
What are you painting?
I have a series, right now I'm doing a painting of two dancers, and I'm also taking a life drawing class. So
like, were they naked?
That's right, they sure are.
Oh.
Oh.
No, are you serious?
I am serious, yes.
Oh, my God. Any fine guys in there?
Well, I'm there purely for artistic reasons.
Oh, please. Warn me later. So that's all you're doing. Are you resting?
Am I resting?
Uh-huh. On your break.
I'm trying not to rest. No, I have to be more active. I have to wind myself up and not. You forget that I live out in the country on a farm, so if I rest too much, I'll just.
Do you really work on your farm? Like go out there and work?
I was actually cleaning out a pasture just this morning.
Oh, well, that sounds nice. Okay, well, I'm sure there's a lot of people who want to talk to you, so I don't want to eat up all your time. And
let me just ask, how was the show?
It was so good. It was so good, but the next part is going to be even better.
All right.
Okay.
I have to ask you a question. Do you watch the Atlanta one?
Yeah. Do you?
Yes.
You do? I watch
yes.
it all. And New York is coming back because
this is my guilty little pleasure. Okay.
Now, do you watch New York?
Oh, I'm so embarrassed. Yes.
Okay, because see, Kelly is my favorite on there, and you know, yes. Oh my God, the what is her name? The one the girl that has I don't know. She broke up with her. I mean, her husband divorced her, but now she's got a new man. She's
oh,
the
countess. It's the countess.
Yeah, the countess.
Yes, her. Yeah. Okay, Dad. Oh my God. I'm so excited. I'm so excited for all of us. Now, Atlanta's finale is going to be next week, and then they'll have their little
I know.
Powwow.
That's always a good part.
Okay, well, good. and Days of Our Lives, let me ask something about Days of Our Lives. I'll be legit here. When are you going to get back with Daniel Jonas now that...
I think you're the only person who would ask me that.
You know what, though? Oh, God.
I know you think
fine in person.
I know you think
he's
hot.
Did you see him sit on my lap?
Did he sit
on
your lap?
He sat on my lap for like 10 minutes, and I bounced him up and down.
You bad girl.
He was here in Dallas, and actually I got my tickets because he's going to come again in April. But you know what he said? He said he made a little comment about you. Somebody said if he liked sleeping with Kate or something, you know?
Uh-huh.
And he goes, not Kate, maybe Lauren off screen.
Oh.
Swear to God.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Okay, and so no. Oh, you know what, though? I am just loving the fact that Chloe and Daniel broke. I mean, you called it.
I called it.
He's not with her anymore. And
I know.
Like she is.
I know.
And I was just like, oh, I know you're gloating now. Well, Kate, not you.
Well, she has to be gloating now. Well, you know, it didn't start off the right way, okay? It definitely didn't. I mean, that was all kind of sour.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see what happens to that.
I know. She should have killed her. See? And then he's going to put through. And then Dr. Jonas is going through all this right now. Yeah, you would have saved his life.
Well,
anyway, okay,
well,
that was today's question. So, hey, listen, so go and watch, whenever you finish, watch the reunion, and they're going to play it right after, just in case you missed something, they'll play it right after.
Good.
Are you DVR in it?
Yes, I am.
Yep. Oh, okay, cool. All right,
And thank you for my Bowie photos.
Oh, how was that? Was that a DVD?
Yes. Yes, but I'm also, the other one, the little poster things you just sent me recently, the little snapshots, they were very funny.
The what? Oh, gosh, that's so funny. Did you see the global warming?
Yes.
My picture is just like that, but of course it has Robert Pattinson.
Oh,
okay,
my
gosh. I'll try to keep the inappropriate ones on your email. Okay.
Okay.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, thanks.
Bye.
That was too funny.
He had to get Dr. Dan in.
So funny. Oh,
always
my gosh.
Back to Dr. Dan.
He is so funny. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
Like, I also
and then what
to
I
think,
told
like,
her, I'm like, bitch, that was between me and you.
Okay, well, let's try and get them on. Oh, I hate when that happens.
What happened?
Okay, here we go. Area code 469.
Oh.
Hi, how you doing, y'all?
Hi.
Meg?
My name is Brenda. I'm from Dallas.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Brenda.
This is Brenda? Hi, Brenda. It's Lauren.
Yes.
Hi.
Lauren, what's up, y'all?
Yeah.
It's been a long time since, you know, I've tuned in. I tuned in when the Theo was on.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
It was a very long time. But, wow, you know what? I just got the message in my email that Lauren was going to be on. I was like, wow, I have to call.
Oh, that's so cool.
To.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I wanted to tell you, Lauren, your character, it is exactly like me because I fight tooth and nail for my children.
I like to hear that. Okay.
And, you know, and nothing gets in my way, and, you know,
yeah.
They're all, they think they big and bad, and they know what's right for them, but it's like a sixth sense.
Yeah.
You know, I know what's best for them, and I just wish they would hear me out.
I know. I do know. I know what you're saying. I mean, you know, I'm a real-life mom, too, and I know what you're saying about the sixth sense, when you just know.
Exactly.
What's going to be good and what's not going to be good. And it's, you know, it's just, I think just keeping up the communication is huge, is so important.
Yes,
you
definitely.
Know? Yeah.
And your past, I admire that because, you know, on Days of Our Lives, you was a call girl and I used to be one back in the day. And I changed a lot and I admire you and me, you know, for, you know, we can get out of that.
Yes.
We, you know, rose from the ashes,
yes.
And now we're doing way better.
That's right.
You know, we're depending
right.
on ourselves, and I just love your character.
I really do. Thank you. You know, it's being a survivor. It's a survivor and just keeping on. You just keep going, you know. It's important.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And I watch Days of Our Lives through Sprint TV.
Wow.
Yes, on my cell phone, HTC.
Wow.
So, I love it. I don't have cable, but, you know, I've been watching Days of Our Lives. I'm 33 right now, and I've been watching since I was in junior high.
Oh, my God.
So my
wow.
dad, of all people, you know, got me on Days of Our Lives. So
oh,
I've been watching
so cool.
it since then.
Oh.
But you're doing a good job. You're a great actress. Keep
well,
it up.
Well, thank you so much.
You know, I know people could come and go, but you know what? I hope you never leave Dave.
You
know, it's for the best for you if you think so. So I want to let you know you're a very good actress.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. And thank you for letting me, you know, taking my call and everything. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Sure.
You hang in there.
All right.
Thank
take care,
you.
Y'all.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, and we have 469, the other 469.
Oh, okay.
There you go. We got you on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Is that you, Meg?
Okay, I'm here.
Hey.
Hi. Who's this? Meg?
This is Meg.
Hi, Meg. How are you?
Good. Okay, so I talked to Sean. He's one of the DCE guys, and he said that, I don't know if he said it to the studio or whatever, but he said he's going to send you another one.
okay.
I'm so mad. I was like after you told me you didn't get it, I was like, what the hell?
I know, it's so, you know, it's so funny because so many times people say, well, how come you didn't go to this event in, you know, wherever? And I'll be like, well, because I was never invited. I didn't hear about it. So I'm glad you, yeah, that's so cool that you really pursued it. And, you know, we're not in the studio this week, but we're back next week, and I'll check it out when I get there and we'll see what we can do.
Okay, awesome. But, yeah, I really want you there. And I'm sure Nadia is, like, so annoyed because I'm always, like, tweeting her. And I'm always, like, hashtag, like, Lauren Coslow to Dallas and everything. She's like, the other day, and I think it was, like, last week, she goes, okay, Meg, we get it. You want Coslow to Dallas. Like, calm down.
She's so funny. I love Nadia. We have a great – it's so funny because, you know, our characters obviously are, like, at each other's throats, but I love her. She's so funny. She's a great girl.
And Casey was like, yes, we know, Megan. Thank you. I don't know. Sean talked to Stacey about it. He was, like, Facebook messaging me the other day, and he was like, we'll check into it just for you, Meg. And I was like, what's up with the Houston thing? Are you definitely coming or not?
Well, I mean, I didn't know about that either. Is that the thing that Jerry was talking about, the book signing?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, when I go back on Monday, I didn't know anything about it. Sherry was laughing.
I know, but we were, like, emailing, and I was like, what the hell?
Well, I haven't done any of those book signings, so, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. That'd be cool.
Yeah,
definitely I could get to meet you.
Yeah, I would love to meet you, too.
Okay, that'll be good. That'll be cool.
Do you write any more letters back, or do you not do that anymore?
I'm sorry?
I said, do you write letters back anymore, or no?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, Sherry's been talking. Sherry's so sweet because she's organized the fan club, and I'm just really, really bad at correspondence. I just really am. But I'm definitely going to try to get together a newsletter, and definitely we'll try to get into some correspondence. And it's just it's difficult for me. It's not from not wanting to. I told Sherry, no, we should do. We should have, like, a topic. Maybe we could have questions, and I can answer questions, or, you know, just to do a newsletter talking about myself. It's just, like, not my thing, so I need topics.
We want to get some of your makeup tips and stuff.
That would be fun. You see, that's what I mean. I need a theme.
There you go.
Give me a theme, and then we'll go to town.
There you go.
Okay.
I'm glad I got you on Facebook, though. That's good.
Yes, that's great. Yeah, and thank you for your letters and your cards and everything. It's really sweet of you, and I'll stay in touch.
Oh, you're welcome. I love you.
You're so sweet.
You're amazing.
I'm sorry?
You're amazing.
Oh, you're very sweet. You're very sweet.
You know, if you don't get the invite, just, like, keep, like, I don't know, I'm sure, because I know Nadia and Eric and all of them are, like, confirmed, but I don't know, like, you could ask one of them if they sent it to the studio or whatnot. I'm not really sure. So, need to make it happen, though, because nobody thinks it's going to happen. I've been, like, trying. Yeah, Meg.
Well, I'm going to check it out when I get back to the studio. I think I'm in on Tuesday, and I'm going to find out the lowdown on Dallas and on Houston.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good, then.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Thanks for your support. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Meg.
Bye, Meg.
Bye.
That's cold.
Bye. Oh, you're so loved.
Oh,
so sweet.
You
really are, Lord. You really
Aww.
Are.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, if you go to Dallas, you're going to get mobs just by the amount of calls we're getting from Dallas.
It's so cool. That's a great city. I'd love to go down there. I love Texas.
All right. I lived in Texas for 20-something years. I'll live it, too.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Mostly Houston, actually. So.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's a
lot warmer down there than it is Kansas City, that's for sure. But
yeah, that's true.
I love it up here, though, too, because family, you know, that's cool.
Yeah, I know. It's very cool to be around your family.
Yep.
So how do they decide who gets to go to these events? I mean, do they tell you you're going? Do they ask you if you want to go? I mean, how does that all work out?
There's various ways. There's, you know, really depending on the event.
Mm-hmm.
Some events deal with, like, NBC publicity. Some events deal with Days of Our Lives publicity. Some events deal with agents, you know, and some actors have agents or publicists who kind of organize their involvement,
mm-hmm.
so to speak. So it's all different ways that it happens, you know, and that's why there's almost like a circuit for, you know, some people who do pretty regular appearances,
mm-hmm.
actually, but that's usually, you know, arranged through some type of agent or publicist.
Okay.
Well,
as far as I know. I'm trying to put it really tactfully.
Okay. We have Bea on the line.
Hi, girls.
Hi, Bea.
Hi.
I want to thank you for the great time we all had in last June at Henry's Head.
Fantastic.
At the Days Fan event, and that was truly a morning to remember.
I'm sorry? I missed the last thing you said.
Oh, I said that was truly a morning to remember. That was amazing.
I'm glad you had a good time. That really was a really lovely event. It really was. And I'm so glad you made it.
Great. I wanted to ask you about your Criminal Minds episode. Can you tell us more about that?
Well, it's a spinoff of Criminal Minds. It's called Suspect Behavior. It's going to be on CBS, and I believe it starts in February, March. Anna might know the date that it starts.
It premieres on February 16th.
February
16th. And you thought maybe you were three episodes in or so?
I'm thinking the episode that I did was maybe halfway into their season.
March?
I'm guessing, because I think that they did six episodes, I think. They might have done more than that. And I think, I have all my dogs going crazy here. Oh, my gosh. All
can
of them.
Hear them.
And I play an attorney, and it's similar setup story-wise to Criminal Minds. So the guest star is usually victimized, and I am. But, I mean, I'm curious. I didn't see anything from it, so I have no idea how it turned out or anything. So I'm going to be just as surprised as everyone else. But it was very different. It's a very non-glamorous character, very different from what I do on Days of Our Lives. So that will be interesting. That will be good.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. I'll make sure to catch it.
Oh, good.
And I wanted to ask, can I get a shout-out for Nikki? I know she would love that and probably drop dead.
Yes, Nikki couldn't be here tonight because she is in class, I think.
Yeah. Oh, Nikki, hey, I wish you were here, but it is much better that you're in class. That's important.
while we're talking about shout-outs, also the girl we refer to as Sony Lauren, who's a fan, a very big fan, and she posts at Sony a lot, so that people didn't think that you were writing in your own thread and talking, and we were talking about you. To you, I said, okay, we're gonna have to call you Sony Lauren, and it stuck. So she's Sony Lauren, and I don't know, she hasn't called in yet, but she had texted me earlier that she was stuck in she lives in D.C. and is stuck with the snow and had to no power, had gone to a friend's to charge her cell phone, and I don't know if she didn't make
it
back
so
or what, but she was wanted to be here. So,
oh, hey, Sony Lauren, I love your name, I love the moniker. Wish you were here. I hope she's not stuck in traffic. That sounds like L.A.
Yeah. So, well, D.C., they're buried in it with that snow. So, bad.
Okay. Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye,
Anna.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Bea is so sweet. She woke up 4 o'clock in the morning to call you from Germany.
Yeah.
Oh,
so.
My gosh. Oh.
That's sweet.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
In a couple hours.
Wow.
She's always
so
awake.
Oh, my gosh. That's so cool.
And I'm sorry. This is the last caller. Area code 702.
Yay! Amal.
Hello?
Hi, this is Amal. How are you?
Amal. Hey, I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I haven't seen you forever.
I know.
I didn't think I was going to get through. My kids are crazy, and I'm cooking dinner, and my husband's about to walk in the door, but I just had to talk to you.
Oh, thank you. I'm
opportunity.
So glad you called.
Thank you, Anna, for setting it up.
Oh, it's been so much fun. Love it.
This has been fabulous.
Well, you did a
really
great job. My question, I do have a question. My question
Oh, good.
Is,
oh, cool.
Who do you think is Kate's soulmate?
Ooh.
Or does she not have one?
Amal. Oh,
I think that's a polarizing question.
You're putting me on the spot.
Okay, you don't have to answer. You
don't
want
to. I wonder. Jeez, I don't know. It's kind of interesting. Is there a soulmate? That's what I'm wondering.
Well, Kate's not the kind of character, like, she's not a beau or hope. I can't live without your love. She's totally on her own and independent, and I don't know. I'm kind of thinking, like, Stefano is the male version of her.
Mm-hmm. It's very interesting. I think that's very, very true. I mean, I think so far he has been the closest to a soulmate for her, really, in those terms, because they are. It's like they're the mirror image of each other, really. It's very interesting, and it's like they never, to a degree, they don't need anyone. I mean, they want them in their life. I mean, she definitely wants love. Does she need it? I don't know. She's operated without it. I mean, it's an odd thing, and he's done the same thing. I mean, now they have it, and it's a wonderful thing, and it is humanizing for them, definitely. There's always been something missing from her life in terms of that real romantic love. And I don't know if she'll find that in this. You know, maybe she will. No, you don't know. All of a sudden, it's there. Maybe when you're not looking for it, you know, it appears, and it's something that you never thought it would be. You know, definitely.
I like that she could be herself around him, and she doesn't have to change for him.
Yeah,
you're not gonna
definitely. That's huge. That's huge for her, and I think that was really what opened up the possibility of loving this man, because mm-hmm. he loves her for herself.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely does, and that's a first. You know, that has never been, you know, as much as the Roman Kate storyline was enjoyable, he didn't, you know, he wanted her to be a certain way, definitely. Mm-hmm. And the thing with John, I mean, I think John actually was more accepting of her, but it seems like he was never, you know, truly fully there for her, you know, mm-hmm. either. So here's the man who is, you know, he loves all that she is, and he's there for her 100%. And it's kind of interesting. I have a scene coming up where I talk about having his protection. It's not that she needs his protection, but she's in such a comfortable place now that she can actually enjoy it. She doesn't have to, make a stand about it. No, you know, I can do it. Or any of that. I mean, because they have so much respect for each other and they are such equals that she can, for once in her life, enjoy it. You know, enjoy mm-hmm. that he's there and that he can pick up part of the burden. You know, they share each other's burden. So, you know, all of that kind of sounds like a soulmate, I guess.
But we are enjoying them.
Oh, I'm...
And I'm just so glad that Kate's in the Demira orbit, because otherwise I'd be concerned with your son leaving, with J. Kenneth Johnson leaving. There would be no kids left for you to meddle with. And thank God, I think it was a really smart move.
Yeah,
you're
well,
in the Demira
really,
orbit.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and years ago, you know, all of her story really revolved around her children. And, you know, and obviously I've loved being on the show and you know, I've enjoyed all of my story. But it's so refreshing for her to just be dealing with herself, you know, and her own story and her relationships and you know, and part of, like, I could truthfully answer an earlier question by saying that she has given up some of the control with her children, that she's actually enjoying them for being part of her family rather than I have to control your life completely. You know, it's always going to be there, but her story doesn't just revolve around your children anymore. But it does revolve around, I mean, family is still important, but in a different way, you know, and now it's about position and power and strength and so there's a lot of good story that can come out of it. I'm kind of excited about it.
I'm excited too. Well,
oh,
thank
good.
You so much for taking my call.
Oh, absolutely. Have
so
fun tonight with the kids.
Glad you
always.
Oh, yay.
Thanks, Anna. Take care.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. I lied. This is the last caller. Oh, Eric. Well, this is a friend. I have to put her on. Error code 713.
Yay.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is Miranda.
Hi, Miranda.
It's nice to meet you, Lauren.
Oh, it's nice to talk to you.
I also am in school, and so I've not watched the show in ages, but I do catch some stuff going Kate scenes occasionally because I loved him. So.
Oh, cool.
I've been a big fan for years. I started watching you in college.
Wow. That's how it usually starts.
It is. It was a bad roommate. It was a bad roommate. He made me watch it against my will.
And then you get hooked.
It is. It's true. I don't really have a good question, so I'm stealing someone else's. But their question was, what's your favorite romantic storyline since you've been on the show?
Well, of course, the storyline that you're involved in the moment is always your favorite storyline. You know, and it is right now, the storyline that I'm doing with Stefano, I think for Stefano and Kate has the most depth, definitely.
Uh-huh.
I think the two most romantic storylines, oh gosh, now I'm really thinking about it, it gets kind of hard to choose. I was going to say Roman, because definitely with the marriage and all of that was really romantic. I loved it that they were at each other's throats and they came to love each other.
That was my favorite.
Yeah, that was really great. You know, and then it was so tragic. I mean, the wedding and his death and all of that was just over the top. It was really good.
Yeah.
It was good stuff. I did also think it was very romantic, the original stuff with John, too, when they thought their respective husband and wives were dead and when they first came together like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because it was just so emotional.
But then I was thinking about Nicholas.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty good, too. That was, like, right off the cover of a romance novel.
Oh, he's hot.
Yeah, that definitely. That was really, I really love that. And I love that she fought it.
What's not to love?
I know, seriously. I just thought it was hysterical. And she was so, if you remember, I mean, she was just, would not have any, she wouldn't do it. No, because she was being true to Victor, faithful to Victor. And it was like, wow. That was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
That must have just been to frustrate the audience to no end.
Well, it was, I guess it was really smart of them, really.
Yeah.
Because, you know, once you end up doing it, it's all about it.
All those
it's leading up to it. It's the lead up to it. And they really went all the way with that. And it was really amazing. I remember the fantasy when he's like, she's always getting thrown down on her desk. Isn't she?
Yeah.
When I think about it,
yep,
that happens a lot. see, I have to get her back in the office, obviously.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She's better than anywhere else.
I know. It's very funny. Same thing. But, yeah, so there you go. It would be hard to choose.
Well, those are some good ones.
Yeah, that'll be a good one. Maybe we'll go with that one. Since that one was always a fantasy. The fantasy is always the best anyway. So.
Oh.
Anyway, thanks for doing the show. I have nothing
else. Oh, yes. My pleasure.
Thanks, Miranda.
Thanks, guys.
Thank
Miranda.
You. Nice talking to you.
Thanks, Max. Talking to you, too.
Bye. Thanks, Miranda. You know what's driving me crazy about the show? Why don't they ever acknowledge that Roman and Kate were married?
Oh,
and then, like, ever?
Yeah. Like, they don't even know each other.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I'm not sure, you know, why that is. But I do wonder, too. And it's especially hard when we are in scenes together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they have such a history, and there's, I know.
The
and
only
I,
thing
and
that's
I,
there is if you put it there, because it's not in the right.
Yes, and we try to. I mean,
you
I think
do,
the last time was during, was it the Sammy EJ wedding, I think, when he came to the door. And we really only had like three lines together, you know, and it's always like, you know, we have so much behind it. But, I mean, and I don't know if that's a product of just, you know, moving on in the show and, you know, you just... They're in such different worlds now, but I know it's an odd thing, and I get asked it all the time, and I just don't have an answer for it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, Josh and I, you know, we still talk about it, and it's like, oh, we had a little scene together, and you know, we can put as much subtext in there as you know as we can, because you know their relationship was huge,
mm-hmm.
and the time was very popular, so.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, even Kate and EJ, they're in the same house. And
I know.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
James and I,
I love how they're playful at times, like, shout out to the EJ fans.
Yes, we try to keep that in that, you know, because James and I talk about it a lot. And they also have a very, very unique relationship. And they definitely are on the same wavelength. Those two. You know, and sometimes I think that things might seem a little harsher between them than they really are, because I think they are both very fond of each other. Very fond of each other. And they have one of those relationships that they could say anything to each other, but still they're fond of each other. And not above flirting with each other, just for the hell of it, you know, because they both have those kind of personalities. So, you know, so we try to even, you know, if it's subtextually, we always try to get that in there. And I tried to get that in myself when she gave him advice about the kids and all of that, because, you know, actually she does care about him.
Those were great scenes.
Yeah, I mean,
wouldn't have wasted her time if she didn't care about him.
Yeah, she does care about him. And he can really piss her off, too, but she does care about him, you know. So I am hopefully that does come across to everyone.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought those up, because those were again, other additional scenes that were really, they were so real. I mean, they were so, and it's coming from a place that she's actually been, you know, that she's experienced.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I love those scenes.
Yes, I like that too, because once again they referenced history, which is wonderful. I mean, because it just makes everything so rich, and I love that she can come from that place too of trying to help now. These things that she can do that are positive, you know, and that is one she can share, because God knows she's had her share of pain, and if she can share these experiences, I think, with the people she cares about, you know, hopefully she can help, you know. And I think that she's in a place in her life where she wants to do that too. And actually there's a kind of a surprise coming up with someone that she reaches out to that was surprising. Now, I did pump it full of subtext too, and we made a decision of how we were going to play this, because it could have gone a different way too. Could have been more neutral, but I'm hoping. This is one of the things I was talking about before, where you're not sure where a story's going to go, so you make a decision about it, and you really hope, and you kind of head in that direction, and kind of hope that, you know, people will see things and that they'll like it, and that maybe it will go in that direction. So,
ooh, I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
you're so mean.
Well, it's a long time relationship that is just I'm a little nervous, and I'm not sure if anything's going to happen with it, but I'm kind of hoping it will. And the scenes that we did together, we just did this past week. It was both of us, me and my scene partner, you know, working to really justify this twist in the relationship, and I think it did work, and we used history to do it. So.
Oh man! Wait, how long did this scene air? 2 months?
A month and a half.
Oh,
I know.
Very interesting.
I would say more, I'm not sure where it's going to go.
Sure, I understand.
So I have to be careful, but I'm really hoping it does go in this direction, because if it does, it's going to bring so much dimension, I think, to these two characters. It will be interesting. We'll see.
My mind is racing.
To look forward to. It's good. That's great.
Yeah, it is actually keep us guessing.
Because
it would open up new, because it would really change a relationship, and I think it would open up where story could go if it goes this way. This is so funny, because as actors, you know, there's a group of us, they're always doing this, we're always discussing, well, let's see, this sentence could mean blah, 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 and that, I mean, we're always going on and on about, you know, what could, so we do the same thing that you guys do.
That reminds me back to when they were maybe going to do the quad storyline with Tana and Kamen. Where they were
that
would have
been
like,
great.
Those little subtext of Tony and Kate's experience. Those were great.
Yeah.
I think it was Fallout 7, right before the writer's strike, I think. And it seemed like that might have killed it, because I think one of the writers was maybe heading in that direction. I don't know.
A lot of story changed right around that time.
Yeah, it did.
I know it was because we had the all stuff with the office and with his business, with Tony's business. I mean, there was so many possibilities.
Yeah.
I know.
And when you
know.
When he spilled champagne on you and tried to clean it up on Kate.
I know.
And Anna saw.
I love those scenes.
I know. There was really there was so much, and that was like in the beginning when the first time that Stefano. Like proposed to Kate, didn't he? And weren't?
Oh yeah, mm-hmm.
yeah. It took a long time.
There,
yeah.
Tony and Anna were
it.
There. They
right
were like making food.
Right before she got lung cancer, it was he proposed to her like a year before they actually got married or something like that.
Yeah,
right?
And then she never answered, and then it just went off to. Yeah, I know.
Right, and then they just dropped it for a while. I'm like, what?
Yeah,
oh, I remember. Yeah, but she proposed at the mansion, and Tony and Anna overheard in the hallway, and then they dropped it. Yeah, that was really weird. They just couldn't
drop
the whole thing.
They were trying to make sure Stefano didn't hurt her. I thought that was cute.
Yeah, I know, it was so funny. Yeah, there were a lot of kind of stops and starts with various combinations.
Yeah, and there was one was always hinted that there was something between Tony and Kate too. You know, that they knew each other.
Right. I think that is true. That's definitely the way I
always
played it.
We were always hoping that Lucas would have been a Demira. Would have been.
I know. I've said that myself. I mean,
that would have been perfect.
I know it would have been. I know.
And he
really would have
fit right in so many ways, and would have given Brian a chance to go darker, you know, in terms of.
And it would have made a sense for his character
conflict
too.
With, like, yeah,
right.
Because he was so conflicted, and it would
have
been
EJ's brother or some or uncle
his
or
uncle.
Nephew or
yeah,
something.
EJ.
Yeah,
was,
uncle. Yeah.
Uncle EJ. Yes. Yeah. I mean, I know there were so many possibilities with that. I mean, I always kind of thought it would go that way, but you know, I don't know.
Hey, Meg, I saw in the chat room, Meg was just saying to tell Lauren goodbye, so I don't know.
Oh, that's a bye, Meg. It was so sweet talking to her. So she sent me so many lovely cards, and so sweet.
Oh. She's so
sweet. Really nice.
It's neat to get to know all the, through the card connection.
Oh, it is. It's so nice. It really is, and I love it when people make friends with each other, and it just it's really been so lovely. Really lovely.
Oh, and it's been wonderful to meet you and spend time with you and stuff. It's you're just a real blessing to our lives, and we enjoy your performances, and we love you as a person, a real person too.
Thank you. It really, I can't tell you how much that really means to me, and you know, in times when things have been a little less than the way I wanted them to be, you know, it's really meant a lot to know that people, you know, appreciate it and, you know, what I'm doing and, you know, that I can bring some, you know, pleasure to you guys. It really,
definitely
means a lot to me. So.
Definitely. We have a lot of fun with it, some tears, you know.
With
Kate's character, it runs the gamut, but it's neat that we get to share it with each other.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah, I think that's really true. I mean, that's what, you know, drama is for. You know, it really is. It's a catharsis, and it's, you know, to feel and to communicate, and that's what it is. And it really is a circle, you know. So this is perfect for us because it's like give and take, and I get to hear what you, and believe me, this is so interesting, and this is really the truth. Is so many times when I might be struggling with something, Kate-wise, and there's so many things that I've heard from all of you over the years, and you know, points that you'll make about a character and what has meant something to you, and I definitely use that as my fuel. You know, it feeds me. It definitely feeds me, and it keeps me strong in my belief in her. And you know, so thank you.
Oh,
all of you.
This is great.
Thanks. Yeah, the show's at an end. I know, it's fast, huh?
That went really fast.
Yeah.
It was great. This was so much fun to do. I mean, thank you so much for asking me. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank
you so much for
glad
being
you enjoyed
willing it. To give your time and energy and share a part of yourself with us. I mean, I know we've all been, as you know, very excited about it and have had a great time tonight just hearing from you and getting the chance to talk with you and everything. I know that we're all really grateful for that. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
And yeah, we'd love to have you again anytime.
Absolutely.
Anytime.
We'll plan another one.
Definitely.
No doubt.
Oh, great.
Well, thanks.
Okay.
Maybe we'll do it along. You know what we'll do? We'll probably around the time the little incident that the scene that I talked about. When we get close to it, I'll let you guys know.
Yes,
okay, great.
Definitely.
It will seriously be a
big reveal.
Definitely.
Okay.
All right. Well, take care.
All right. You two have a good weekend.
Thank you, Lauren.
All right.
Thank you so much, Lauren.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.